the day of the sun. So Sunday is dealing with the worshiping sun. And Monday is moon day, which deals with the moon. Even in Spanish, they call it lunes, which comes from luna, meaning the moon. And Tuesday deals with an idol. Let me see. Get it here. Tuesday deals with Tiu, T-I-U, which is an idol that they worship. Wednesday deals with Woden, which is W-O-D-N. So this is how they began to change times and laws. When this, all these things started happening, during the Roman Empire, you had a man called Constantine, Constantine the Great. He was the first one to say that Christianity is accepted in the whole realm of Rome. He began to integrate Christianity with the pagan gods of the Romans. So, to make it easy for the pagans to continue worshiping their sun god, what did he do?
Name the days.
Well, first, they, of course, they named the days, but they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to what?
Sunday.
To Sunday. Right?
That comes from the Roman Catholic.
Exactly. Roman Catholic. Romans.
Constantine, you say, right. Roman Empire.
Right, he's from the Roman Empire. He's one of the last Roman. Now,
he was the one who started what?
Integrating the wicked days of the pagan holidays with Christianity. Like, for example, Christmas. Christmas, you have what? When is Christmas celebrating?
December.
When?
Which is season?
December 25th, right? Which is in the winter. Christ was born in the spring. Now, why would they change Christ's birth in December 25th? Because in December 25th, they all had this common day. All the nations had a common day, which is to worship Nimrod, to worship the sun god. When you look back in Roman history, on December 25th, they had this celebration called Natalis Solis Victi, Invicti, which means the birth of the sun in victory. So meaning the sun god was victorious on December 25th, because this is when the sun starts coming back and changing the season to what? To spring and
December
25th. That's basically when the solar calendar, you know, because everything, the whole calendar is based on what? On the solar system.
Yeah.
Well, if they change the Sabbath day, guess what they're going to also change? The Passover. They changed the Passover from what? From Passover to what? Easter. Why Easter? Because Easter is also when? In the spring season. So they try to integrate the Passover with Easter. You know, here it is, you're worshiping who? The goddess of fertility. You understand? Feast of First Fruits. Feast of First Fruits, it falls every Sunday. Every year is going to fall Sunday. So what they did? Oh, let's have Palm Sunday, which goes back into idolatry. Every single feast day you can think of. You know, and they take the... Everything. Everything they try to change all the laws of the Most High and blaspheme. No, you don't have to keep that. This is the things you have to keep. Christmas, Easter, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day. And every single one of them deals with what? Idolatry. Every single one of them deals with idolatry. Every Valentine's Day. So that's how they began to change the season. That's how they began to speak great blasphemies against the Most High. So now it says that they were given up for times, right?
Yeah.
Times. Well, it said for a time. Then it says times, which is plural. And then dividing of times. What does this mean? One, which is a time, single. Times is plural, which just means two. Dividing of times is a half. Add those up. What it comes up to.
Yeah.
Now, what we read in Revelations, the 42 months, How much was that?
3.5.
3.5. That's what it adds up to. When did it begin to wear out the saints of Israel? What time period? Read that verse again.
Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hands unto time and times and dividing of time.
So it says they shall be given into his hand for times and time and dividing of time. Meaning Israel's going to be able to get deceived. They're going to be able to get blasphemed for that amount of time. Now, yeah, slavery began in 1492 with Christopher Columbus. But in 1492, you had the bulk of Israelites that were still in Europe that were free. Understand? Now, those other Israelites really began to become slaves when? 1620. Right? Now, a time, we said, is one. Times is two. Dividing of time is none. So, what happens here is a time literally in this verse equals 100, 200, 50, 3, 0, 5 plus 2,
7,
6 plus 3,
9, 1.
What happened in 1970?
Paying attention the other day.
You
were talking to me about that's when the truth began to rise up again.
Right, that's when the truth. There were people before 1970 that knew they were Israelites.
But until, the question not is where the time becomes 100 and times.
Read the verse again.
He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High.
Stop. Wear out the saints. That's the beginning of what you have to look at. He's going to wear out, meaning he's going to put you into slavery. Read on.
And then to change times and laws.
Read on.
And they shall be given into his hands.
They're going to be given into his hands. Until when?
Until a time and times and dividing of time.
Until the times and times and dividing of times. Go to Revelation chapter 11 to further explain it. Just like when we came out of Egypt. When we came out of Egypt, before we went into that slavery of Egypt, the Most High told Abraham, he said that we were going to be under the Egyptians, under slavery of the Egyptians for how long?
400 years.
The Most High told him, told him of that prophecy. So when Israel wants to go back, they could read about themselves. They're like, oh, that's talking about us. We in captivity and we are going to come out in a certain amount of time. So you had, for example, you had people that were faithful, like the father of Moses and his mothers, that hid him for 3 months, knowing that the Most High was going to bring a deliverer in due time. Read Revelation chapter 11 and start at verse 8 for me.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in grave.
What does that mean? We just read the Revelation 11:8. What does that mean? Because the dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city. The great city, when we read in Revelation 14, it's talking about what?
Colonel.
In the scriptures, it calls it what? Babylon, the great city. So that great city, Babylon, has fallen, right? That's what we read. So it says their dead bodies are going to lie in the street. Whose dead bodies?
Israel.
Right. Israel's dead body is going to lie in that great city. It says where it spiritually is called what?
Sodom and Egypt.
Why Egypt?
cause of bondage.
Exactly. Why Sodom?
All the, you know, you see the TV.
He said, you see the TV? Because they are a bunch of homos, lesbians. It basically is comparison to ancient Egypt. When you look at ancient Egypt, look towards your salvation. Just like our forefathers were being promised to be saved in a certain amount of time frame, it's the same with us. Now, what's that time frame? Read verse 9.
And they of the people and kindred and tongues and nation shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half.
What? How long?
3 days and a half.
Ah, well, 3 days and a half, they're going to see us, how? Dead. Read on.
And shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in grave.
Read on.
And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them.
They were happy. Yes, we got them in slavery. They are foolish. They have no power. Look at them. They don't even know who they are. Read on.
And make merry.
Mm-hmm.
Shall send gifts one to another.
I got this wench here for you. Read on.
Because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth.
Right, the two prophets are talking about Judah and the kingdom of Israel. Remember that at one point the kingdom was split into two. Read on.
And after 3 days and a half.
What?
And after 3 days and a half.
After. Not during. After 3 days and a half. Read.
The spirit of life.
What?
The spirit of life.
What does that mean? I'm confused. What's the spirit? You know what's the spirit? What's the spirit?
Truth, huh?
Exactly. The truth was going to come out, and our people are going to be made alive through the words of Christ. Read on.
And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them.
Mm-hmm.
And they stood upon their feet.
They stood up upon their feet. Why? Because when you read, like, for example, Ezekiel chapter 37, the valley of dry bones. We were those dry bones that had no life. We were in a valley, dead. Then the Moses said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? He said, Lord, thou knowest. He says, prophesy unto them. So he prophesied to them. All of a sudden, bones started shaking, bone coming with bone, you know, making themselves together. Just bones standing up. Said, you know, there's no flesh on them. Ezekiel, can these bones live? Oh, Lord, thou knowest. Then the Most High brought flesh upon these bones. Sinew. Was the flesh and sinew? In the carnal things. Knowing that you Israelites. That had to be explained to you. Right? Then the Most High said, you know, here it is. You got standing bodies, but no spirit in them. He said, prophesy to the wind, O thou prophet. He prophesied to the wind. It says the spirit, meaning the angels, put life into these bodies and made them a great army. That was us as a nation. We had to learn our nationality, and we had to learn the spiritual things, like what? Christ. We had to learn the laws. We had to learn repentance. We had to learn how to keep the commandments. Read on to that chapter.
The spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them.
They were like, how did they find out who they are? How is it that they became a nation again? Read on.
And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to the heaven in a cloud.
So what's the next thing that's going to happen? What's the
enemies
next thing?
Beheld.
Salvation. That's the last thing. After that's it. Israel's waking up. All we need is that great nation where the people are going to fear. They got multitudes believing this. You know what I'm saying? When it gets to that point where you have the 144,000 leaders that the Most High has appointed, not man, Most High has appointed, they're going to see, wow, they got a leadership. Look at them. They got their own economic. And it's not economic as far as the foolishness of the world. It's dealing with what? Israelites working according to the law. Now, we don't work on the Sabbath. You know what that would do to a whole city? Let's say you have a store, right? And you're in the world. You're a businessman, right? and you hired a whole bunch of Israelites. And all of them say to you, we cannot work on the Sabbath. What do you think it's going to do to your store?
It will destroy our livelihood.
It's not going to destroy you, but guess what? That's how you're going to look at it. You're going to look at it like, they messing up my business. Imagine what, like the FJs. Can you go to an FJ neighborhood and find something on Saturday open?
No.
No. Nothing. Everything is shut down. That's how it's supposed to be. Look at the FJs. Do they have power in this world?
Oh.
Yeah, look. Some cop tried to arrest one of them, and look what they did. Oh, hell no. They started getting up. Like, what are you doing? He is 75 years old. Why are you handling him like that? They were about to beat down a cop. They started a bonfire. You didn't see in the news? Let Jake do that.
Bring it back to crime.
How come you don't hear about that in the news so much?
They write the news.
Yeah, exactly. They in power. And not only that, yo, you should have heard how one guy talk. He said, yeah, if the guy is getting handled that way, what are we supposed to do? Just stand there and let the cop handle him like that? It would have been Jake. They would have been like, sick the dogs. Cock. They would be knocking cats down, rubber bullets,
They would have just been looking like,
Jake has no power. They flee. Yeah. They flee from the cops. It would be one cop for 40 cats and they all scatter. So it's nothing to look here, niggers.
No, they going home. I ain't seen nothing.
You know what I'm saying? So now, that's what the scripture's talking about. Now, go back to Daniel 7. That's why the scripture tells us times and dividing of time. Just like the word score means 20. You look up the word time, it means 100. Alright? Finish that verse.
And they shall be given unto his hand unto time and times and dividing of time.
Right, and there's other scriptures that talk about this. Revelation 12, talk about it. How he was going to flee from 70 AD, from the Romans, and then we're going to be where? In Africa. And then in Africa, we're going to be brought and nurtured where? Here in America. Until when? Until the last days. Then at the last days, he's going to make war again with us. Because he knows what? His time is short. Read on.
So he's going to come up against us.
Yeah. That's why Yahweh Shai has to come and deliver us. Just like Pharaoh let us go. But he's like, what did I do? I should have never let them go. Let's go and follow. Same thing. All that we read about Egypt, it happened literally like that. And guess what? It's all symbolism of what's going to happen in the last days. How, when you read about Egypt, how Egypt received plagues, we went over a class like that. I think you were right here.
Locusts.
You was here?
Darkness.
All the plagues.
Right. America's going to receive. No, you wasn't here for that class. You was here for that second part of the class. The first part of the class is basically how America and Egypt are the same nation. You know, there was an actual Egyptian nation, but then the Most High started calling the Edomites Egypt. Started calling them Rahab, the dragon. You was here for that class. Mm-hmm. So, just like when you read in Revelation, it talks about certain plagues that are going to happen to America. You already see them happening. The heat wave. You see the whirlwinds. You're going to see the hails.
Wildfire.
You know, wildfire. Like, I was showing them pictures of hail that was the size of a baseball. So if it was the size of a baseball, when you picked it up from the ground, how much bigger was it when it was coming down from the sky? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Exactly. And the scripture tells about hail of the weight of talents. We said how much that was up? Yeah.
Huh? 35 pounds.
Nah, it's way more than that. It was like, how much was it? Like, I forgot how much a time it was. But it was some crazy weight, you know, that would destroy a lot of things.
You want verse 26?
Right, 26.
It says, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion.
Right, the Most High is going to take away his dominion. Like he said in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel 2, he gave Nebuchadnezzar an image. He saw the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, and then he saw the feet, which was the iron mixed with clay. Meaning, this is the same iron that was from before, but this one is different. Why? Because it's mixed with clay. It's the last part of this kingdom. Read on.
To consume and destroy unto the end.
Right, to consume and to destroy to the end. And what's going to happen after that?
And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him.
Right. Come on, sis.
I'm good. Yeah, you want to talk to him? Yeah. No, I told him.
No.
So, basically,
yeah. When you read in the scriptures, it's showing us...
We're gonna come up against...
No, we're not.
America's going to come up against...
Against us. Well, we're not.
We're going to defend ourselves. Mm-hmm.
You know how me is.
Raise up and start.
Can't do that, man.
Start it all.
Nothing.
Or we just go take.
Some of us gonna die in this truth. Some of us, that's what this truth is about, faith.
Yeah.
That's why when you read in the scriptures, it's gonna tell us, it's not of our might, it's not of our power. It never was.
So some of us in the truth will die. Yeah. That doesn't mean we're gonna die forever.
Yeah, but basically, when we go back to Revelation 11, let's go through it real quickly, and then we're gonna go to Micah, because Micah's gonna tell us that. Revelation 11 and verse 13. I'm gonna start at verse 12. It says, "And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither, and they ascended up to heaven in a cloud." And their enemies beheld them. Why is it their enemies beheld them? They were coming up against us. That's why Christ is going to have to come. Revelation 11, verse 12. Mm. That's why Christ is going to have to come to deliver us. It says, "And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second war is past, and behold, the third war cometh quickly." Says, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, which sat before God in their seats, fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, and they shall be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth." Why? Because the nations, they are angry. They're going to be angry. They're going to come up. Let's go to 12. It's going to show us. 12 and verse 17. "And the dragon was wroth with the woman." The woman is Israel, when you read chapter 12, verse 1. "And went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." So that's what's happening. They're destroying the earth. They're going to pass judgment on us, try to kill us. That's when Christ is going to say, He's going to step in and deliver us. It says in verse 19, back in Revelation 11, "And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail." So when we read all these scriptures, there's a lot of scriptures, but one in particular is Micah. Go to Micah chapter 3. Like, when we came out of Egypt, the Most High said they were in hosts, they were an army of 600,000 men. Yet they didn't fight at all against Pharaoh. What we read in Ezekiel and in Revelation is going to say we are going to be an army of the Most High, but yet we're not going to have to fight that war because Christ is going to fight it for us. So in Micah chapter 3, and actually go to this one instead of Micah. Let's go to Zephaniah 3. And verse 8 says in Zephaniah 3 verse 8, "Therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, unto the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy." So the key word is what? The Most High said to do what? Wait upon him. We can't take our own action. Because guess what? The scripture says, America cannot be taken down by war. Meaning, you had Israelites that taught that, oh, there's going to be a race war, and we're going to be involved. No. Who do you think makes those guns? The same guns they're selling you. You know what I'm saying? That's why when you got like these Arab countries, they're billionaires, these Arab countries. They could make their own equipment, but they still cannot defeat America. Why? Because America is so advanced in that technology, because they worship the dragon. It is only meant for them to go down by the hands of the Most High in Christ. That's why he says, I'm going to rise up and pour out indignation. I'm gathering the nations together to war against each other, you know, in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, so that in the end time, I could do what? Destroy them. It says, but then, when I turn to the people, to Israel, a pure language, it says that they may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. So, just like we have, you have people that are marked with the name of the beast, we're going to be marked. But guess what who's saying? The name of the Heavenly Father, with the Most High name. And it's not just the Hebrew name, it's the meaning of his name. The meaning of his name is the keeping of the commandments. That's how you glorify the Most High's name. When you break his commandments, you're blaspheming against him. You know, just knowing that his name is Yahweh.